This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pope Francis has landed in Baghdad Friday ahead of schedule, just before 2 p.m. local time, for an historic four-day trip, the first to Iraq since his 2012 election. He will say Mass at a Baghdad church, meet Iraq's top Shiite Muslim cleric, and travel north to Mosul, where the army had to empty the streets for security reasons last year for a visit by Iraq's prime minister. Mosul is a former Islamic State stronghold, and churches and other buildings there still bear the scars of conflict. Pope Francis will urge the country's dwindling number of Christians to stay put and help rebuild the country after years of war and persecution, brushing aside the coronavirus pandemic and security concerns. Francis and the Vatican delegation will be in Iraq until Monday. New protests against the coup in Myanmar erupted Friday, with demonstrators taking to the streets of Mandalay in defiance of the country's military rulers. Security forces have cracked down violently on some of the protests, killing up to 38 people earlier this week. In response to the violence, the Biden administration added two conglomerates and Myanmar Ministries of Defense and Home Affairs to a trade blacklist, meaning U.S. supplies will have to obtain hard-to-get licenses in order to ship certain items to Myanmar. The two companies are among those controlled by the military. Myanmar's military overthrew the civilian government and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi a month ago. A senior Chinese official confirmed Thursday Beijing's intention to overhaul Hong Kong's electoral system to ensure patriots are in charge, potentially the biggest blow to the city's democracy since its handover from British rule in 1997. A spokesperson for the National People's Congress said it had the constitutional power to improve Hong Kong's